let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Danny Milliken with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's right. Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Yes.
Is here. It's Sherry Hera, and she has a shirt that says Plants for All Seasons.
I do,
so we are confirmed.
I am going to work after this.
Oh, nice, nice. Yes. That's awesome. Well, you'll be answering questions all day long, right?
Yes,
all day. That's y'all's primary role.
Yeah. I think that's what sets us apart.
Right.
Is the knowledge.
Having good answers.
Having good answers.
Because
there's a lot of bad information out there.
Anybody can answer a question.
Yeah.
It takes someone smart and skilled like Sherry to actually answer it well. And that's what we're here to do.
Yes.
So segue. We're here to answer your gardening questions. Home Show Garden Pros. It's a gardening show. We are here live via radio to your ears. We are very confident in our ability to answer gardening questions because we've got these great knowledge specialists, these experts that come in like Sherry. And, you know, we got a group of them, so really awesome folks. I'll just read you the list here. I'm going to save Plants for All Seasons for last.
Okay, do that because I am here.
That's right. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. Just right there, smacking real Old Town Katy. Cool spot, great spot. Really, it's wonderful because they have all the fish stuff, and it's a great place to take the kids and, you know, be somewhere else for a little while. We got Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center up in Kingwood. Another just great pair of places. They have their own little strengths. They're beautiful stuff, great selection. Warren's is neat because they have a landscaping wing. I always think that's neat when places have that. Mm-hmm. So you can actually get them to do your stuff. Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, bookending Richmond, Texas, down there, southwest. So we really got the map, like, you know, covered,
yeah.
Especially since we have Plants for All Seasons northwest, right on 249, just past Louetta. It's a great spot. Of all the, like, class A, super amazing garden shops, y'all's the easiest to get to in a car.
Right off the feeder.
Yeah, you exit. You have plenty of time to get in the right lane, but not too much.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, sometimes it's like, wow, we're here in the feeder forever. But you guys, you're...
And it's an easy U-turn if you miss.
That's it. Right. Mm-hmm. You're right. And I have...
You've missed it.
Or I've left and forgotten something.
Yes.
So I, you know, did the
loop
double...
back around.
Yeah, did the double U-turn. Yeah. Well, it's a great place. A really cool place. And, you know, it's kind of a random thing to praise. But I'm just always kind of impressed... Y'all have a unique thing that I think everybody's jealous of is the St. Augustine plugs.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why more people aren't carrying them, but it seems like such a great way to fix your lawn.
They don't make it the easiest to get to Houston because
sure.
They're all grown in Florida.
Oh, wow.
So I think logistics might stress some garden center owners out.
Sure.
As far as I don't have time to even think about that. So, you know, that's one person's job at our store.
Right,
is to
right.
get plugs.
Well, they're so cool because they live a lot longer. And
they have
the success
a better root system on them.
Yeah.
It's not that sod that has that thick, nasty, gumbo-y...
That pad.
Yeah.
It's not even roots. It's just like a...
Yeah.
Pomp.
They just cut them out of a field. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of the plugs and then the varieties. You know, I'm switching my yard over to... I'm just plugging as
oh,
we
nice.
Go with the palmetto because it can handle the shade. And my trees are only getting bigger.
Right,
my shade
right.
problem's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm working on right now.
What a great strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And a easy kind of, you know, it can go fast, it can go slow, go whatever speed you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you got lots of time. The one thing, though, I always am, like, amazed by, you know, great veggie, great herb, great succulents, great fruit tree selection, but y'all have more, I think, shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, different kind of
it's
shrubs.
The biggest, yeah, that's the biggest square footage, you know, area that we have are the outdoor shrubs.
And it's like people underrate the shrubs.
Yeah.
The shrubs are very important in your landscape.
They're the bones.
They're
the structure.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the foundation.
You can't just have perennials everywhere because then right now you'd have nothing in your yard.
I believe you.
Is that where you are right now?
I have three dwarf Yaupon hollies in a little like kind of cool triangle.
Yeah.
And other than that.
Not much going on.
Not much going on. Some life coming back from the Texas tarragon, but.
Yeah.
Man. And then, you know, a big tree right in the middle.
Yeah.
So shrubs are the jam. If you don't think shrubs are important to landscaping, next time you walk your dog or walk around your neighborhood or even drive slowly, mm-hmm. just look at the landscapes you like.
Mm-hmm.
Not the ones you don't like, the ones you like, and you will notice shrubs.
And let me just put a little FYI out there for everybody. There are plant shortages, so be patient with your garden centers that you're shopping at.
Yeah.
Because we're ordering, you know, we'll order 100 of something and 10 will show up.
Oh, wow.
So we're already starting to see it. The after effects from everybody gardening from COVID.
Yeah,
they
right.
started releasing 2021's plants in 2020 just to keep up with the demand, thinking they could catch up. And then we have this winter storm.
Right.
Everybody loses everything.
Wow.
So it is a little bit of a supply chain nightmare right now.
Wow. Yeah,
for garden center owners. So be sweet, people.
Be sweet. Also,
be happy.
Also, devote yourself to supporting local businesses.
Absolutely.
That is, in times of crisis, I always encourage folks to try to just go that way. Just be like, okay, I'm going to, whatever happens.
And believe me, I love box stores and I love Walmart, but they're not local. So, you know, get to your local garden centers.
But it's true for restaurants.
Stimulate the local economy.
Yes. The money stays here. There's no stockholders to pay. Mm-hmm. Nothing's upcharged. It's all like there. And to me, the way you do that is by kind of coming in with a flexible attitude, right? Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, whatever plants that you're looking to replace, they died because of a fault of theirs, because of the freeze. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. so maybe you don't have to replace that exact one.
Right.
And so there's a lot of cool plants. So some of the stuff that's super high demand may be shortage, but maybe there's, you know, the next cool ligustrum that you don't even know about that's cold hardy, interesting looking, has an interesting color flare on the leaf. You know, mm-hmm. it's like there's a lot of options that you don't know about.
Right.
And again, Plants for All Seasons has a lot of those options.
Yeah. And another thing, don't be scared to plant something that lasted you 30 years that died in the freeze.
Yes, definitely.
You know, it lasted you 30 years.
Right.
And this is, knock on wood, a once-in-a-lifetime freeze event.
Yeah, we're all just a little shook.
Yeah. So, you know, my Japanese blueberry that hid the two-story houses behind me made me feel like I lived in the middle of nowhere because I couldn't see another house. I'm going to plant another one.
Gotcha, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to not plant something that froze.
Yeah, you know.
Because it's never froze before. And, you know, it wasn't just that we had the freeze. It was 5 days of it.
No, you're right.
Is that ever going to happen again?
And single digits in some neighborhoods.
It may or may not. But it's not going to keep me from planting that again.
Good. And I think there's a really beautiful list of plants that we'll go into later about that. And Japanese blueberry is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
It's like there's a bunch of them that we're surprised we lost, but that doesn't mean that plants shouldn't be planted again.
No, absolutely not.
But I will say, if there's a shortage on Japanese blueberries and there's a, you know, East Palatka holly sitting right there, pretty cool plant.
I know.
So be flexible.
Kelly's been holly hoarding because hollies didn't get touched. So she's like, every time she sees some available, it's like, oh, just give me those.
That's a good plan. That's a good plan. Well, I'm glad you're here. So we'll talk a lot of things. One of the things will be that subject. We're also going to talk a little bit about veggie gardening. I think a lot of people, they're eager to back into it, but they don't know where to go exactly. It's
right.
Like they don't feel like they can trust the planting calendar. So we'll talk about that a little bit as we go on. Always, we prioritize your questions. Mm-hmm. We want to hear what's on your mind. 281-496-5711. We'll take a break, get back, and talk about our email question of the week. And that's what we'll get into.
Okay.
Surprisingly, it's about lawns.
Oh, wow. So, my favorite subject, actually.
Nice, yeah. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Revitalize plants from the big freeze with MicroLife fertilizers. Your lawn and garden needs food, minerals, and hormones for recovery. Nourish your outdoor family with a healthy drench of MicroLife Ocean Harvest in the blue bottle, followed by a generous feeding of MicroLife 624 in the green bag. Give your outdoor family the TLC they need, and they will love you for it. MicroLife. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Download our free plant freeze recovery tips at microlifefertilizer.com.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. Sherry and I are going to talk about a lot of stuff today. One of the things we're really going to make sure we get into and that we remind you of is that soil matters so much. Healthy landscaping, healthy gardening starts with healthy soils. And there's not like hundreds of great soil companies in our area. I think no city has a bunch. They have some bad ones, some medium ones, and some good ones. That's why we're so excited to be able to talk about Landscaper's Pride. They make mulches, they make soils. So, They're ubiquitous. You pretty much can get them at any, you know, any gardening shop.
Any good one.
Any good one, yeah. I think that's very true.
They actually create soils where some soil yards just kind of recycle garbage.
Right, yeah, they're crafting soils.
Yeah, they
use
are.
That new, the, there you know, you go. The hipster word. Crafted soils for your pleasure. No, they are one of the ones that I love so much. I use them all the time. They have quite a long list of different soils. But that is that gardener's magic. Just getting it in veggie beds. If you're looking to do bagged soil into veggie beds, this is a great product for that. It's got a lot of stuff in it, but all of it is kind of geared towards getting results. So another one is that compost peat. It's it's just aged
time. It's not peat moss.
It's not peat moss, but it is dark black, which is super cool. Beautiful stuff and not dyed.
Not dyed,
aged. Not peat moss, just aged, composted, and screened. So it's a wonderful mulch, or beyond mulch, I guess. It's like a tweener between
compost
and mulch.
You can even use it as a top dressing, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's really great stuff. So what are some ways that you've used Landscaper's Pride?
Oh, so my favorite mulch is the Black Velvet, and it is not dyed. It is aged. So, you know, I love a black mulch, and I used it for years, and it did damage my landscape. So I stopped using black mulch, and I went to a hardwood shredded. Now I do the Black Velvet because it is not dyed, but it is aged.
Right.
So it's got a lot of fine compost in it, and that's what gives that dark look. But it is beautiful.
Yeah, the dark mulches do just pop more. They on their own are lovely.
Yeah.
It's not like you – I mean, a really nice mulch, if it's brown, is great too. I mean, you know, there's some other ones that are nice too, but yeah, they're just doing such a great job. Like you're saying, it's not just a clever name, Landscaper's Pride. They take a lot of like interest in having success, is seeing veggies grow, seeing trees grow, all that stuff. So, for healthier, fast-growing vegetables, shrubs, plants, trees, choose naturally organic soils. Landscaper's Pride is incredible. You can get them at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, all the Garden Pro locations. So. It is easy to find in our network here if you're going to a good spot. So Landscaper's Pride, good stuff. Good stuff. Great line of products. Okay, so the email question of the week. So, you know, we're a live radio show, Home Show Garden Pros. Here we are. We want to talk to you. 281-496-5711. Other ways to connect, the Facebook page. And you guys have a great Facebook page. What's up on your Facebook page right now?
What did we do last? I think we did a walking tour through the new greenhouse that saved our booties through this freeze.
Yeah.
It was literally open the day before the freeze.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I did it before we set the nursery back up, and then I did it after we set the nursery back up. So I want to get out and do one promoting our – my dad developed this new tool that everybody who loves to plant
– Oh, my gosh.
– needs. It's called a handy planter. It doesn't even have a retail package yet. It's just we have a big pile of these tools, but you hook it to your cordless drill, and you just go out, nice. And it makes all the perfect size holes for the 4-inch pots.
Okay.
Or the plugs. That's how I plug awesome. My yard. So we'll do a video on that here soon.
How cool.
But
the handy planter.
Yeah. So, you know, we just kind of post what's new, what's happening kind of things. Yeah.
And we're really trying to get you thinking, get your plants recovered on the Home Show Garden Pros mm-hmm. Facebook page. Get your plants recovered and what's new, what's next. So yeah. Had a cool little post about some perennials on mm-hmm. there, a little video. And that's just what we're trying to do. We want to help as many people as we can improve their gardening game,
mm-hmm.
grow a greener thumb,
right?
As they say. And so we also take questions on our website. Mm-hmm. Our website's kind of the house of all our video content. So many tip videos on there. And we like to answer a question from our website. So
okay, let's do it.
Get a lot of these. All right, so here we go. This is from Anna. So Anna moved to a new house last April with a big lawn that soon died after she moved into the new house.
Uh-oh.
We, you know, new developments, new mm-hmm. homes. All right. Had new grass sod installed where grass area had died, but problems remain. And then she sends me a picture of mm-hmm. Purple Nuts Edge.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of a close-up. So you're hearing her problem. She's installed and lost it and has Nuts Edge. So
okay.
Let's diagnose on what we can with that information.
So we don't know what was happening in the yard previous to a home being built there, right?
Right.
So
right.
There could be lots of things, but we need to get to the root of the problem. When you have nut sedge, you have one of three or all three things going on. You have water somewhere in the okay. soil profile okay. that's pooling up. You have high salt and or you have compaction as a function of the high salt in the clay in the soil. So we need to address all three of those things. Now, if you're like, well, I never have water pooling up right there. There could be water pooling up somewhere under the ground
right.
that you can't see in a clay layer. So compost, increase that humic acid, disturb or disrupt the clay particles with the humic acid, which you can do in a liquid or a granular form, and make sure you're not overwatering. Leveling with compost is going to be very important in getting those microbes down into the soil. That will remediate the salt levels, address the compaction.
Right.
And help water percolate.
And, you know, the only thing I'll add to that is don't replace your lawn mm-hmm. until you've, like, addressed the health
and
issues.
And don't go till up an area
sure.
of nut sedge. It'll make it worse.
Great advice there. So, you know, if you got a sick lawn and it's starting to fade away, There's a problem. You know, it's sick. So if you pull it out and put new stuff in there, you're probably just going to be repeating the same problem. So.
Yeah. People don't understand when I say that St. Augustine is the biggest weed we grow.
Sure.
And if her lawn is St. Augustine and it's not able to thrive in there, we've got to figure out what's going wrong.
Right.
And it's not that St. Augustine's a weed, don't get me wrong, but it's pretty easy to grow
yeah.
with the right conditions.
If it's in the right condition.
Mm-hmm.
And that condition can be pretty bad.
Yeah. Our soils are terrible here,
right.
you know, with the high clay levels. And
yeah.
if you don't treat them correctly, you're actually making the problem worse.
Yep.
Putting high salt fertilizers and sandy soils to try to top dress is not going to fix the problem.
No.
Sand is not the answer.
That's
yes,
right.
they use it on a golf course. Don't use it in your yard.
Or you have to hire a greens master and a couple of assistants
right?
to do a bunch of lab testing. So. Great answer, Sherry. Thank you so much. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be right back.
Native plants add beauty and color to landscaping, require less water while thriving in our clay soil. They're just tough to find in Southeast Houston until now. Think hardware, Friendswood Hardware, and native plants. Friendswood Hardware has landscaper's pride soils, Nature's Way Resources composts, micro-life fertilizers, gardening tools, pots, seeds, and native plants. Perfect for your home. Friendswood Hardware is easy to find. Look for the giant hammer. Friendswood Hardware, 203 West Edgewood, online at friendswood-hardware.com.
What time is it?
Time to get back to gardening and home improvements. Join Home Show Radio next Saturday and Sunday at the Humble Civic Center for the Lake Houston Home and Outdoor Living Show.
everybody. This is Anita from Nelson Water Gardens. How are you recovering from the freeze? I hope you, like me, have seen signs of life and recovery in your garden. I've been amazed to see many of my herbaceous plants emerge from their base with new leaves and blooms. Many of my woody shrubs, such as the blueberries and hydrangeas, are also showing growth and, in the case of blueberries, flowers. Some plants, however, especially those tropical varieties, may not recover. Not to worry. We have plenty of shrubs, trees, perennials, and bedding plants and vegetables at the nursery. Those rumors of plant shortages are simply not true, at least as far as our Home Show Co-op members go. As you trim and remove freeze-damaged plants from your yard, this is the time to look at your garden with a clearer eye than ever before. So much has been revealed by the loss of foliage. Take this time to take a good look at your garden. Maybe it's time to add that patio, pathway, hedge, vegetable garden, fountain, or even a water garden, which, as you know, Nelson Water Gardens, we're the experts at putting in a water garden. Nelson's is here to help you with all your gardening thoughts and ideas. You can find us. Now, back to Sherry and Danny.
We are back.
That's right. Thank you, Anita. And thanks for reminding Sherry to get her chocolates.
Yes, I got them. They have my name on them.
That's right. 281-496-5711. Our goal here is to help you with your gardening game. We're going to go with Bill. Hey, Bill, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, Danny and Sherry. So my iron plants took a pretty big hit during the freeze, and they're looking pretty bad.
Yeah. Did you cut them back yet?
That's what I'm asking you, if that's a great technique.
That is a great technique.
I was going to cut them back.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go back to about 2 inch. Is that the right height?
Okay. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You could go lower.
Yeah, everything that is brown, I mean, you can go even with the ground if you can get that low, but usually the roots are kind of coming up a little bit. So as low as you can go.
All right, so then I thought after I'd cut them, I would fertilize them and top dress them with compost. Is that a good technique?
Sounds like a great plan.
Okay, and what's the type of, I was going to use MicroLife Ultimate unless there's some other preferred for iron plants.
No, that one's my favorite one, and it's perfect.
Okay, great.
I think you've been listening.
Full blessings on Bill's plan from Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, I just got into this a year ago. There's nothing else to do while we huddle half the house, so
right?
It's just fun, a lot of fun.
And next week, Bill will be sitting in this chair.
Hey, keeps doing great.
Good job,
great
Bill.
Work.
But let me ask, I have y'all both here. Mm-hmm. I did call in when you were last on the show, and I was fighting a brown patch problem, and it just raised its head again yesterday.
Oh, yay, yay.
So, Sherry, I think you mentioned a product that was a Barcelius Bacteria Armory.
Mm-hmm.
Is that at the product at your store?
Yes, we have that at the store. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
You got it.
All right.
Wonderful.
Well, that's what's happening from Terry Hershey Park area.
Oh, great. Thank
nice.
You.
All right. Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bill. Great questions there. And Terry Hershey, what a hero.
Yeah.
The lady that... she's like a...
I don't know Terry Hershey.
She was a wonderful woman who like fought for common sense conservation.
Oh, okay.
So like, you know how sometimes bayous are paved with concrete?
Uh-huh.
Like, she was like, what are you doing? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So she, like, made them stop doing that.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
great.
She's awesome. They got a cool park out there in West Houston. So brown patch, I am seeing that kind of pop up a little bit here and there.
Okay. I haven't seen it in my neck of the woods, but,
well,
you know, I think bugs, not sod webworms, but bugs and fungus are going to be out of this world
sure,
this year.
Sure.
Just because everything is so stressed out. And as a... stress response, bugs and fungus are going to settle in.
So what, I mean, our normal approach here at Home Show Garden Pros is to improve the soil.
Yes.
Is that going to help with the stress relief?
Right. And so, yes, absolutely. Okay. So we need to feed, we need to amend. So, of course, our favorite products are leaf mold compost, Humates Plus, MicroLife products, any liquid organic plant food that you can put out. I did my whole yard with compost, Humates. I do Azomite because it spreads nice, but you can do the remineralizer.
Yeah.
And I fed. So the compost, the azomite, the minerals, those are supplemental.
Right,
You need those, but you still need to feed.
It's kind of like food is a lot of the stuff, but almost like food and vitamins.
Yes, so you don't just take a vitamin, you still have to eat, so.
Yeah, and when we're talking, the great foods that we want to consider, you to consider, are like actual living organisms are going to eat it in the soil.
Yeah.
And they're going to turn it into plant-viable nutrients.
Right. And I'm always a MicroLife Ultimate girl for everything.
Right.
This year, I am doing a little bit more species-specific.
Okay.
When we're talking palms have very special needs. So we need to do a palm food, right?
And they have a new one.
They have a new one. MicroLife does. Citrus and your fruit trees.
Yeah.
Get a citrus and fruit tree fertilizer this year. And let's feed roses, azaleas. Let's get the right thing. And they like the acidified.
Right.
But I'm doing a little more species-specific feeding this year just to address those special needs to help these plants recover.
Yeah, I think that's great. It's okay to do a little bit more.
Yeah.
With MicroLife because it can't burn.
Yeah. So. And post-Harvey, we already had a deficit in nutrients.
Yes, right.
Because especially nitrogen moves through the soil. It's gone if we have not been working hard to build it up. But minerals move through the soil as well, too. So we need to make sure and do what we can do to get the health of these plants back. And lawn. It's a plant, too, right?
Yes, for sure. It's a big group of them. No, that's great. And that's something we just got to consider. And we'll talk more about it in a little bit, but 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Kick off home improvement season with Tom Tynan and Home Show Radio at the Lake Houston Home and Outdoor Living Show next weekend. Explore hundreds of fresh home and landscaping ideas. Get expert home improvement advice from Tom Tynan and your lawn and garden questions answered by Home Show Garden Pro Danny Milliken. Jumpstart your home and garden improvement projects next weekend during the Lake Houston Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Humboldt Civic Center. Home Show Radio will be right back on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com. If I could turn back the hands
of time. Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
You know, we were talking about great ways to make sure that you have soil health and ways to speed recovery. And a product that we didn't mention that is an incredible tool for that is the REV. REV, it is incredible stuff. I mean, I use it professionally for Herman Park. We use it in the lawn. We use it for plants in need. And I never really took it home because it wasn't available in stores.
Right.
And just, it wasn't like I had to buy it special from them. And it is an organic growth stimulant, this REV. And it's a great name for it because, well, then,
I never really understood
revs
the name.
Up the space. Yeah.
I get it.
And it starts a revolution of plant growth.
Okay. No.
But it is so cool because it adds essential carbon. So adds it via humic acid and via kind of plant product. So two different types of carbon are being added. It's really amazing for root mass. So as we're like, man, as you are regaining your plants, trying to push your plants forward, this is a product to use, especially around the base of your plants. So I did one treatment on one of my citrus, and it's the only one that is showing any buds.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ran out of my REV, so need to go up to get it. I get it at Southwest Fertilizer because that's close to my house. But it's awesome stuff. So soil condition actually increases blooms. So another cool thing to kind of recover plants. And greenskeepers have been using this in golf courses for years and years, and it's the secret for them for reviving greens. You can't put a lot on greens, you know, because you got to use liquids, and they love this stuff. So, but it's in Houston, 100% natural, super cool product, great for seed dunks, foliar sprays, transplanting, and turf maintenance. Awesome stuff. So you said that it's selling well up there at Plants
Yeah,
for Season?
Yeah, people are catching it on. They're hearing it on here.
Sure.
They're coming in, they're trying it, and they're coming back for more.
Yes, right.
So when you see something working,
yeah,
it's almost addicting.
It's awesome. It's awesome stuff. Yes. So if you more about the product, organicrev.com. More about where to buy it, go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Really great stuff. So we're going to keep answering gardening questions here. 281-496-5711. Joseph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Good. Hey, I finally got my MacroLife Maximum Bloom for my crepe myrtle tree. It just came in.
Oh, nice.
I got the 32-ounce bottle. And so with my tree, I have a 20-gallon lawn sprayer. Mm-hmm. So how much of this MacroLife should I put in this sprayer and with water? I'm going to spread around the trunk of the tree, right?
Right. How big is your tree?
It's about 6.5-7 feet tall.
Okay. So I would say several gallons you'll pour around the base of that. So you don't necessarily have to spray it.
Yeah,
you can actually pour it in a watering can if you would like.
Completely agree. I wouldn't even spray. I would use a bucket.
Drench the root system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so if he is, let's say, per gallon, there is a ratio.
I forget what the ratio is.
On the label.
It's like 4 ounces per gallon or something. Give or take 2 ounces, something. It's an ounce per gallon, whatever the ratio is. Mix it up and just kind of pour it around that drip line. And you can use it on crepe myrtles. You can use it on, roses, everything. Anything that
knockout
has roots,
roses.
Knockout roses, yes, it'll be dynamite on those.
So, but
and I got a real quick question about my yard when you finish. Sorry.
Oh no, I was just gonna say with that stuff, if I'm doing a root drench like Sherry's talking about, I literally just use like a bucket.
Yeah.
And I glug it in, fill it with water, and just dump it out. I'm not really too worried about spreading it out everywhere because I'm trusting that the roots will find it and the microbes will spread it.
Yep.
Okay. And on my yard, I really have that thick, brown, kind of dead. It's almost like a crabgrass thing going on the surface of my lawn. But how would I kind of get that out and where I can actually start growing some real grass there? It's like real thick in different parts of the yard.
So we need to identify what the weed or plant is that you're talking about. So if you can get some pictures to either Home Show Garden Pros, or you can send it to Plants for All Seasons or whatever nursery's close to you, let's get a positive ID on it. Is it Bermuda grass that's coming into your St. Augustine? So let's figure out what it is and then treat it appropriately. So let's get our eyes on it first. Okay.
And I can send you guys a picture. Is there like an email address or something like that?
Home Show Garden Pros Facebook page, if you do Facebook. I think you have an email too, right, Danny?
Yeah, if you go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, there's the Ask a Pro button.
Okay.
And you can send a picture into that. And that's
right,
it. That's an email. Yeah.
Terrific. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Joseph. Yeah, Joseph called because his crepe myrtle wasn't flowering as much as some of the exact same variety nearby. So we're like, hey, try the Maximum Blooms.
Mm-hmm.
Get some alfalfa meal down. It's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. 281-496-5711. Sherry Hara here answering gardening questions. We're going to take a quick break and then get back to that that behavior of answering Brandon and Dylan's question after the quick break.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
That's right. Welcome back. Want to talk about moonshot compost. So we all know the incredible value of compost. Good compost deepens your roots, makes water holding possible, locks up bad nutrients, and frees up good nutrients for your plants. It's something we can all be a part of. Some of you don't have the time, the desire, the space, or the know-how to compost at home. And that's where Moonshot Compost comes in. They actually provide a service where they pick up your food waste. And then as you kind of provide the service, they provide all the supplies, they weigh the stuff. and you earn compost. So as you kind of get rid of your food waste, you're participating in this great system that locks carbon out of the air, that reduces waste to the trash pile thingies. They just do a great job. Moonshot Compost is helping you participate in the composting cycle. And the best thing is you get the waste out of your house, and then you get compost back in your house. Finished, awesome compost. And it's from great companies that are doing it. So it's a really cool thing. The best part is you earn compost to use in your garden. So don't waste your time composting. Spend your time gardening. Critical, healthy nutrients can stay in your neighborhood with Moonshot Compost. They offer drop-off and pickup services. Again, they give you all the supplies. And now is a great time to get started. So you can learn how easy and composting can be at startcomposting.com. So Moonshot Compost, they're great guys. It's a great idea. And man, if you don't really want to spend your energy or effort or money on composting, check them out. They're
so
awesome.
So Moonshot.
Moonshot, yeah.
S-H-O-T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like a high home run.
Very cool.
Yeah. Really cool stuff. So startcomposting.com. Find more info at homeshowgardenpros.com. Well, they're doing a great job. I mean, it's a cool way for people to participate in the awesome system of composting.
Absolutely. And they're learning and they're teaching, and that's really kind of awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I really jumbled over some words there, but Moonshot Compost, doing a good job. All right. Answering gardening questions. Brandon, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got, I live out here in Navasota. It's amazing we don't have, being so close to an agricultural college, we don't have that many people that can actually show you what the heck's going on in your yard. I'm surprised about that. I have two crepe myrtles in my yard, and I got a big old live oak in the front. And I'm developing this, I guess they call it lichen on the branches.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned about losing this, especially that big live oak in the front. I've got this, I went down to Arborgate this last weekend, but it's been too windy to spray, and got this, I guess it's copper sulfate or something?
Mm-hmm.
Copper fungicide?
Yes.
When I apply this, I mean, these things are tall. I'm not going to be able to reach the top. How effective is this going to be?
It's going to knock the lichen back a little bit, but I would be more concerned on why do we have the lichen. It's not something that's going to hurt the tree, but you usually get lichen on bark that's staying wet. And why is the bark staying wet? Is the sprinkler system hitting the trunk? Is the canopy not thriving to be able to protect the trunk? You know, there's a lot of reasons why it can pop up, and a lot of times people blame it on the lichen, but we've got to figure out what's the stress on the tree.
Gotcha. Okay.
So sending pictures to Home Show Garden Pros is going to help put our eyes on it. But you can knock the lichen back with the copper, but it's not going to kill it forever.
Okay.
And just overspraying with the copper fungicide can be
toxic.
There could be a situation with some soil fungi that gets damaged that continues to stress the tree a little more. So,
okay, thank you. I got one last question. When I went down to Arborgate, I've heard y'all this morning talking about MicroLife, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it last year at in Chapel Hill Blue Bonnet Shop or something like that.
Nice.
And I got it there, but I went to Arborgate this to pick up this copper stuff treatment and get some fertilizer, and they said they don't do MicroLife anymore because it leaves salt in the lawn. I thought, what?
Yeah, okay. Well, you drive about 7 more miles down 249, and I have all the MicroLife in the world, and I am a soil junkie. And I would never do anything to hurt the soil. And there is no salt in it. So.
Yeah, so Brandon, next time you come down, you just keep going down 249 just a little bit longer. MicroLife is not salt rich. There's, I think, 2 mineral packs in there that would be the only thing that would qualify as any salt. So I think someone, you know, they have their own fertilizer that they like a lot, and they just try to push it.
Exactly. And so, that's kind of what the feeling I got, because, of course, I got their completely easy organic food or whatever.
1-2-3 thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, the 1-2-3 thing. Yeah, buy 4 bags, you get the fifth one free. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so, well, Brandon, I really, MicroLife is an incredible product, and they're doing a great job.
And you're close to College Station. And so I think that they have a co-op there, and I think you might be able to find the MicroLife products there if you don't want to come see me at Plants for All Seasons.
It's worth a trip, though, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. Send us some pictures. We want to help you with your trees, okay?
I will say that a lot of times lichen on a very old and established oak just happens.
It just happens.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes trees start to struggle, and people start... They react because they see that on there, and they think, oh, it's taking over my tree.
Right.
But it's a function of something else going on.
The ball moss scenario, basically.
Yeah.
Like, so we want the ball moss. How do I get rid of the ball moss? The ball moss is killing the tree. It's like...
It's not killing your tree, but your tree's suffering for some other reason, right? The bark is able to stay wet for whatever reason. Dead wood in there, but we need to figure out what the stress is.
Yeah, it's like when I'm eating too much chocolate, it's like, oh, it's not the chocolate's not the problem. Some emotional problem that makes me want the chocolate.
Right.
Anyway, moving on. Home Show Therapy Pros. No, not at all. Home Show Garden Pros. 281-496-5711. We'll be right back.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically, see results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Friendswood Hardware, organic solutions for healthy lawns and gardens. Now offering native plants. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-496-5711.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Danny Milliken here with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. We're here to answer gardening questions, talk about gardening. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing great. Danny, yourself?
I am doing good. I am wondering, now that I got you on the phone, you know, we talk about your remineralizer all the time. You may know that.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, what are some signs that people can look for mineral deficiencies, knowing they maybe will need to add that remineralizer?
It could be yellowing of plants. It could be white spots on the leaves. Mm. It could be curling of leaves, and there's no insect damage. So those are a few obvious ones. Poor growth, flowering but no fruit. Those are all signs that something's wrong with the soil.
Will a mineral deficiency lead to maybe a pest problem or disease problem?
Oh, absolutely. Minerals, plants are kind of like vitamins to a human.
Okay.
If you're missing one, you're just not as healthy as you could be. So a plant's immune system's not as strong. And insects can actually see, they see in the ultraviolet part of the spectrum. We can't.
Oh, wow.
So they can see when something's missing. And it's like a big strobe light, come eat at Joe's. You know, excess nitrogen does the same thing.
So that's where just like making sure that we are not letting mineral deficiencies in the soil happen. But the great second step is your compost can really feed that to the plant. It's a two-step deal, and it really works. So I'm pretty pumped about that. Well, tell us your website and you know, what people should look for, how they should know when it's time to use it, or you know, what to do if they got a mineral deficiency.
Well, if they got a mineral deficiency, put down the remineralizer 40 pounds per 700 square feet. You do it once every 4 or 5 years.
Gotcha.
You can put more down. It doesn't burn, but it doesn't work till it gets on the soil.
Gotcha.
And they can find us at www.naturewayresources.com.
Well, hey, thanks, John.
All right. Have a good one.
Great, great thoughts there, John. We're going to try to jump into a couple questions as fast as we can. So, Bruce, we're limited on time, so give us your question, and we'll go.
Good morning.
Hi. I've been listening to your program, and I'm especially interested in Dakota Rev.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what I have here. I have a zoysia lawn, and I put a lot of leaf compost on it. last, you know, the compost last fall in October, and also on my flower bed. And I have a Vitex and a Camellia and a Heather, a Michigan Heather, and so forth. And so I've also bought, like I say, a bottle of Dakota Rev.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to put that on there, even though I have the compost on there already?
Yeah, rev it up. Rev up that compost, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. It's like I'm looking at the instructions in the bottle right here. And like it'll say, like for warm and cool grass seasons, a 1/2 to 3/4 cup per 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you just put that in your hose and sprayer, like a 3/4 of a half a cup, and just without the water in the hose and sprayer, you know, the little reservoir.
Yeah.
And you just go and just march across the lawn and just spray that stuff on there.
Yeah, for the most part. It's not necessarily, you don't have to worry about your dilution rate. Just get it out there, get it into the soil, whether that takes you 5 gallons or 2 gallons. Just spray it and then take advantage of the rain that we're about to have. Do it before the rain. So tomorrow it's supposed to rain, and that'll help push it down into the soil profile.
Okay. So just, like I said, put in your hose and sprayer with a little, you know, 6-gallon reservoir on the end of it. Put like 1/2 to 3/4 cup.
You got it.
1,000 square feet. Okay.
You got it.
And so that's.
And you don't have to worry about hurting. You know, just it's not going to burn.
Okay.
So just get it out there.
All right. With the little plants that I have, like shrubs.
Yeah.
The camellia and so forth. You just stand there and put like 1 gallon on each.
I mean, your heather, your Mexican heather, I mean, just kind of, just spray it over the top of the soil.
You already got the sprayer going.
Yeah.
Might as well spray the leaves, too.
Yep, just spray it over everything, and you don't have to, like, be concentrated at the roots.
Yeah, you don't have to put a whole lot on it, just a little bit, I guess.
You got it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Bruce. Great question there. Now, Anthony, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes. This was the first year that I planted wintergrass, and I'm curious as to when I go ahead and fertilize the St. Augustine, as well as before I did the wintergrass, my St. Augustine had suffered a little bit this summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was stressed out and had some brown thatch. Could you tell me exactly what I should do with the transition?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would start feeding right now. Let's get that St. Augustine awake so that it's not competing with the ryegrass. And it depends on what kind of ryegrass you put out, too. So some ryegrass will start to fade out when we have 80-degree days like we started having. And then your St. Augustine will really kind of amp up. If you did a perennial ryegrass, there's a little bit, it kind of goes into the warm days a little longer, so it creates a little bit of competition. So let's rev up your St. Augustine at this point and let it start taking over. And then let's address those areas where you had your issues by putting compost, maybe some Humates Plus, that Dakota Rev, something to stimulate some activity in that soil to get past the brown patch.
Great.
Okay.
All right, I do appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Anthony. All right, Dylan, we're going quick. We're getting these three done before we have a fun conversation with Bob Patterson. So, Dylan, what's your question for Sherry?
Yeah, hi. I got a lemon and a lime tree last May, May 2020. And when the freeze came, I've got them in just pots, so the big pots, because they're real young. When the freeze came, I put them in my garage.
Yeah.
And, forgot to take them out for about 2 weeks, and so they sat in the dark.
Okay.
And when I pulled them out, I was definitely expecting that they would be dead, but they had actually grown more than they ever had. They had a bunch of new green growth, and they're flowering and stuff.
Okay.
I was wondering if you knew what was going on with that, if it was a problem, and what the best care for the trees going forward would be.
No, it sounds like they're doing great. So get them back out and get them in the sun and start feeding them, and they're blooming, which could be normal, or it could be a stress response. It's things that get stressed and want to reproduce will flower a little heavier, but let's get them going and fed and hopefully setting some fruit. And you can leave them in those containers as long as you can water them appropriately through the summer.
What does that mean?
So if they're in a pot, they're going to be more root bound, so you're going to have to water more frequently.
It's like, do you have time? Do you have time?
Do you have time
care?
To water them? Are you ready to plant them?
Okay.
It was good that you didn't plant them in the ground this year, because that freeze would have taking them out. But
hey, so Nature's Way Remineralizer and the MicroLife Citrus Food is really great stuff for this.
Okay. Perfect.
Thanks, Dylan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, well, next segment is an awesome conversation with Bob Patterson. We'll get to talk with him as a little preview for next week when he'll be here 2 full hours answering your gardening questions. So we want to hear from you. Sherry, thanks so much. Great
Thank
job,
you.
As always.
I'll be at the nursery if anybody needs me.
There you go. If you've got more questions for Sherry, head on over to Plants First Seasons. It's right on 249, so right there. So easy to get to.
Okay.
We'll talk with Bob, and then we'll get Michael Wagner in here. So thanks, Home Show Garden Pros.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Building your lawn soil is a big deal. Water less, mow more. You'll see fewer weeds with healthier soil. We keep you growing on Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to hear what's on your mind. 281-496-5711. Love talking about veggies, trees, lawns, even bamboo. In fact, I got Bob Patterson here, the yard geek. Got a bamboo question from Carol for you.
Oh, I love bamboo questions. They're tough. They're tough. What you got?
Real quick, Bob is the guy at Southwest Fertilizer. I just want to say that. That place is awesome. You guys are doing a great job.
We appreciate it, and come see us, please.
Here we go. Question from Carol. My neighbor's it's always the neighbor's bamboo. My neighbor's bamboo has spread under our wood fence into my yard. What can I do to keep it from spreading further without killing their side? I got to say real quick, Carol is a angel if she's worried about killing her neighbor's bamboo. Like, that's just so kind.
Carol, this is going to be a tough job. You just can't dig this bamboo out. I mean, you can, but it's going to be an ongoing process. I mean, every single year you'll be doing this, and it's tough. And there's some things that we can do chemically to kind of slow it down, but it will not keep it in your yard. You're going to have some issues over the fence as well. And I know you don't want to do that, and I know you're not going to like what I'm going to tell you here, but other than just digging out those roots, and you got to dig them out with a good sharpshooter or something like that, just cut those roots. You might try some sort of root barrier against that fence line, but honestly, in all these years I've been here, bamboo is the most invasive thing I've ever seen, and I've seen people with whole lots of it, and they literally had to get bulldozers in to clear a lot of it. Can't candy coat this one and say, oh, sure, we can do this, do this. Honestly, it's going to be a tough one on this one. But cutting out those roots as deep as you can is the only way you're going to keep it off your side of the fence, unless you know something different, Danny. I sure don't. I'm sorry.
I mean, I have seen people try to use barriers, and I saw one that was a 2-foot barrier, and it worked for a few years. So that was cool. The thing about them, anytime you're doing a barrier, you got to put a little bit of angle where the lower part is not by your neighbors and the higher part is by you, so you kind of bounce the bamboo upwards, but it'll find a way.
That might be a try. I mean, it's something, like I said, if it gives you 2 years, that's 2 years you don't have it. So right. It just, I don't know. But the yard geek may not have done too well on this one, but it's an honest answer, and it's going to be tough to control. Folks, if you have any other questions, feel free to bring it by and let one of the yard geeks here at Southwest Fertilizer take a look at it. Or if you want to do it, just like Carol did, send us an email with a picture or just a good question to yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.